This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's 100 in Spanish?
Cien.
I'm just kidding.
You are listening to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You with Ashley Parrish and Jessica Pfeiffer,
a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. As always, we are joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus.
Hey guys, and welcome to our 100th episode.
Woo! Yay! I can't believe we made it this far.
No, it's very weird. It's very strange. Does it feel like 100 episodes?
Yeah, but it's so exciting. No,
I guess so.
No, I feel like I'm still a beginner.
Well, yeah, I think there was a lot of people that would say we are. But
I should be used to this by now. No, it still feels weird.
It does. It does feel weird. Jessica, are you on your microphone? You're so far back.
Yeah, but.
Okay, you're on your microphone. That's good.
See, we're new here.
See, I'm new around here.
Yeah.
Episode 101, I will get it together.
That's right. But it's been very cool.
The first 100 episodes are just a warm up.
Yeah. We're really going to get started now.
Just wait. That's right. Wait till we figure out what else we're going to talk about. Then it's going to be great.
That's right. We're very proud and excited and surprised, I guess. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about why we started this podcast in the first place.
I don't even know if you guys know this. The story of how this started starts with my son, Alex, who is an Anglican priest, and he's got a podcast that for an inner circle of people is super popular, and it's called Word and Table, and it's about worship. And but it's basically my son interviewing. He found this friend of his, this guy who knows everything, and I remember my son saying, you know what? People have to know what he knows. We got to get that out there. So he just interviews him, And after that I thought, huh, because I'm always thinking of how do we get this material out there? Just shove it into parents' brains. What do we got to do? Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I thought, okay, if we did a podcast, if I did that, I would need to have either, I knew two things. Number one, it would need to have a woman or a woman on it, because parenting is still mostly a mothering thing, which is too bad, but it still is. And it's important for women to hear that. But number two, I thought, well, either there's like a media type woman that would, you know, good at interviewing me, or even better, if there's two women that are friends that would really kind of just talk to each other. But how could I ever find that? So that's how this started. Did you know that it started with that? I got the format idea from my son, and then just this kind of started blossoming bigger than that from there. Did you know that?
Not really. I don't think I knew that part about your son. Maybe yeah. I'd heard that, but yeah, I know it's been such a surprise. And one of those things I never would have thought would have dropped into my lap, but a huge blessing to me personally with my own kids and family. I feel like I get free therapy right here in front of everybody else.
I know.
Well,
dealing with all of my issues.
Then the next step, I think, was probably just because it's, I don't know if people know, but Jessica's mom is my long-term friend and admin for my office, and she's great. And your mom, she's the kind that I go, all right, I have this problem. What do you think I should do? And Jessica's mom always has answers. So I was like, hey, what do you think? And she actually said, well, you might talk to my daughter. And I was like, okay, you know, that can't be great. But Jessica,
zero experience.
Well, you came to my office and it was way bigger than I thought. You were talking about really had been prayerfully looking for a ministry, and you had this good friend that you felt like was in the same spot, and you might ask her, who knows? Well, it just felt really, I hate when people say a God thing. What is not a God thing? But you could feel kind of a leading in the spirit from there. And so that's kind of how it started. That part y'all know about, right?
Yes. Yes. I knew about that. I remember being in your office and us talking about it and you saying, you know, it would be even cooler if we had somebody else, like just two women to bounce. And I immediately, Ashley came to mind and I thought, I know the person. I know exactly.
There were no tryouts. There was no, it was just, here it is.
No, it was Jessica immediate because I knew her heart for, her heart for mothering was similar to mine. Her passion for family was similar to mine. So it was good. I knew right away.
Yeah. And a podcast had been on my heart for years and for years. And Jessica knew that, I think, too. And
I remember you prayed about it.
And yeah, and it just never worked out because I didn't want to be on a podcast by myself where I was just talking and telling other people things I've learned, you know, because who wants to listen to that?
Yeah.
So it just had never worked out. And then Jessica called me with this opportunity and immediately I was like, yes. I knew it was a yes from that moment. And then Dr. Ken, you and I had a long conversation and, yeah, I really liked you. And I mean, I knew I loved Jessica.
and your husband, Brett, is an AV dude. He knows all this stuff. So he edited
for us.
Yeah.
You know, and that was interesting too, just the technology and figuring that out. Cause none of us had ever done anything like this to record. And edit. And Dr. Ken, you've really become a whiz at things like this. I'm really proud of you.
The editing part. Yeah. I use GarageBand and all I mainly edit out is when I sniff, which I do a lot and the occasional, you know, cough. But other than that, it's just pretty much what we say. I think Brett was originally trying to, you know, move this part to here and make it real. And it was, the poor guy was going, you know, it was a lot of work and I'm like, nah, let's just talk. And then we'll just
we were a lot of work
in the beginning. We've gotten better for sure.
Yeah.
We've gotten more comfortable with each other. We've gotten better with our words and our ideas and what we want to say.
And it's out there, whatever.
Yeah. We're just going to talk.
I think at the beginning, like we wanted to, maybe to like impress people. Right. And be like,
well, something like
come
that.
Listen to our podcast. And now we're like, hey, we're friends. Like we're just going to be real and authentic. And,
but I think the response has been surprising. You know, you know what our number two, most of our listeners are in the United States. You know what our number two place is?
Where?
Canada.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. It's always fun to look at that little map.
To see where everybody is tuning in.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then Australia. We've got a fair amount of Australian listeners and then the UK, of course. So, I love seeing that.
Okay, Dr. Ken, I want you to give us the top five episodes because we've gone back and forth about downloads. Why are these the top five?
All right. The first one. You would guess it's episode one, the one thing all parents of teenagers need to know. If you're listening right now and you've not heard episode one, you probably should listen to that. It's a foundational thing. The number two most downloaded episode is the Feeding the Mouth is Taking a Summer Break episode.
That was number 71. Everybody was happy to hear that.
When people have it on their subscription, like, wait, they're going to stop recording for a while? Let me listen in on that. So I have no idea why that is. The number three is lying teenagers. Because lying, you know, it's still such an upsetting thing and a hard thing to hear when I often go, is it normal lying or unusual lying? What are you talking about, normal lying? Our teenagers have character. They should never know. So that doesn't surprise me. Number four is the second episode, Common Mistakes Parents Make with Teenagers and How to Avoid Them. And then the last, number five, is How Far is Too Far, the Really Awkward Sex Talk.
And what episode is that, Dr. Ken?
That's episode 69. Don't be inappropriate. We did not irony of that.
We didn't notice it.
We did not do that.
I'm going to have to put an explicit mark on this one now that you said that. You have to, but yes. So oh, some of those are surprising and some of them are not surprising. But the feedback for them, you know, because one of the things that I was worried about is, I always say in the book, don't skip ahead, you know, get the foundation of what we're doing before you jump ahead to how do I keep them from rolling their eyes? Well, in a way, the podcast is sort of a way that you absolutely skip ahead. And, you know, a lot of our listeners, some of them have really haven't downloaded the book or read the book. And it worries me a little because if you don't know the foundation, then you might misread what we're doing. But I think it's come okay. Like I say, you know, people don't read as much. And it's always been important to me to get this information training out however we can do it. So that's been part of it. I don't mind if you jump in on the one that you're wondering about. Fine, go ahead.
Well, I love too that we can address current events and current topics, you know, whereas with a book, it's placed in a certain time period and it doesn't move. With this podcast, we can talk about the things that are going on in the news today or with our kids today or on that social media app today. You know, we can discuss those things and parent around what's currently happening.
Especially since the chapter on that includes electronics, it was obsolete 6 months after I released the book. It's like, it just moves so fast. Mm-hmm. Other things are pretty permanent, but it just moves along. So
Dr. Ken, are there any episodes that you would go back and re-record or add to?
That's a good one. I don't know. I know that we did go back and re-record the two-part on LGBTQ issues, which we've certainly recorded way more on that than I ever wanted or thought we would. But remember, we had a two-part. The first time we brought it up was two parts. And we actually recorded that four times, I think.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was.
It was just too wordy. I was like, nah, let's not do that. I just didn't want to go out of bounds. Would I re-record that? I don't think so. Do you have one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the first one where I was super awkward and nervous and talked about Ashley looking at my tag.
oh, that should have. You know what kind of friendship we have
right away? We're like real casual, real close.
Yeah. If you haven't heard that first episode, don't go back. It's just
just take our word.
I forgot about that. What would you re-record, Ashley?
I don't know that I would re-record anything. I think I always want to add to every episode, only because I feel like there's always something to add. I think I don't think that there will ever be a time when we've said everything about every topic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like raising teenagers, parenting, like it's so fluid and, you know, like it's forever changing and our moods are changing. Our kids are growing, our perspective changes, something in the world happens,
right?
You know? And so I don't think I would necessarily re-record something. But I do think the struggle is I always want to add to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so great about having a podcast versus just the book. Now, don't get us wrong. Get the book. Read the book. Join us on Patreon. Get the study guide. And then tune into every episode that we release.
Sure.
Because I think it's important that you hear our voice. You hear our heart behind it. You can really hear our intent. Which is so much better than just reading words on a book, you know, which I love books. I love having a book in my hands and reading words. But I feel like the subjects that we cover need a voice to them. You know,
I spoke at a high school, local high school, to parents Tuesday. And this mom admitted that she purchased the book, started implementing it, got upset, threw the book away, and then repurchased the book later. It was like offensive and scary and then worked. So it's not an easy thing to digest, I think, especially for caring moms. Oh, I know the one I'd re-record probably. It's the one where I interviewed my own kids. I don't know if that was such a good idea or not. Because You know,
did you question your parenting?
Some dignity, you know, you don't want to make it look like, wow, you really screwed stuff up. You know, it's like, yeah, it's not math. Works out okay, even if you don't do it right every time. So maybe I wouldn't do that one. I wouldn't ask them the question.
That's how Jessica and I feel. People that we don't, I mean, like, I would never know that they listen to the podcast, but then they'll stop me and say something like, oh my gosh, I love your podcast. Or you're Ashley from Feeding the Mouth That Bites You podcast. And I'm like,
they know your voice, right?
And they're like, yeah, they do. And they're like, oh, it's so amazing. You're just the best. And I'm like, ooh, like,
too much expectation on my reality. So much.
I know.
That's right.
And I always respond with, hey, like, I'm just there to answer to ask the questions. Mm-hmm. I don't have all the answers. You know, it's free therapy for me.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
I know. I agree. It sometimes, and I think, you know, Dr. Ken, that episode was particularly refreshing for me because it made me realize, nobody has it all together. Even the experts don't have it all together. We're human beings and we are doing the best that we can with what we have, you know? And so it's reassuring too, that your kids turned out excellent. They turned out great.
Even though
you didn't follow your own advice every minute of the time.
And they're producing grandchildren, which is critical. Mm-hmm. So at a certain point.
That's good. Okay. So Ashley, do your kids treat you differently now that you're a parenting podcaster? Do they treat you with respect and call you blessed?
Oh, if anything, it's hilarious because my teenager, will catch me doing something, you know, like either like giving her a lecture or reminding her of something. And she'll be like, I'm telling Dr. Ken. Like,
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Or she'll say, what would Dr. Ken think about what you just said?
That comes up a fair amount.
Yeah. And that's kind of like her way of being like, you're not supposed to be saying that, or, you know, you told me you weren't going to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's maybe something we should record sometime, is that I've brought it up before, but if I talk to parents about the need to show respect for your kid, for your teenagers, leave things to them on a orderly basis so they can individuate. What parents don't hear is when the teenager's in my office, I don't spend the whole time commiserating about, boy, your parents are so terrible. The corollary of this is, so they said this and it upset you. Why are you so upset? Why don't you be a grown-up? For example, if they're still coming in and waking you up in the mornings, why don't you be the one, like a grown-up, and be up before they get there so you can, you know, kind of like, see, I don't need you. If you handle it, they won't be doing this. So the corollary that you tell the teenager isn't, oh, yeah, your parents are terrible. I'm not going to sit around doing that. The corollary is, okay, they're still doing it. Why does it bug you so much? Be a grown up, take care of it yourself, all that kind of stuff. So the, you know, teenagers that go, well, I'll tell Dr. Ken, you're probably not going to like what Dr. Ken said when you get into his office. It's not as simple as,
well, we think it's funny. And it's just her way of saying like, hey,
right,
you know, which is so funny. And I just crack up.
That's hilarious.
We have a good time with it.
It definitely keeps me accountable too. Yeah. There's, you know, when your kids see all the things you don't want everybody else to see, right?
Boy, and they do.
They know you better than anybody else, and they keep you accountable. And when you say one thing and you do another and it's public, they certainly are keeping track of all that. So it definitely,
it's so embarrassing when you realize what you're doing right in front of them, and you know, they're like, hey, I thought you knew better. You know, it's like, well, whatever. Like when I would yell at my kids and I could hear that voice saying, you should probably stop. And I ignore the voice because the speech I was making was so good, at least in my ears.
Not very inspiring.
But, you know, and seriously, I have continued the analogy for parents. Parenting is like sailing. You aim toward the goal. And to get there, you have to tack back and forth in a little bit different directions. It goes sort of off base, but, you know, it turns itself back around. It's not math. You know, no, I did these things wrong. Is my kid going to screw up? And especially for our Christian parents, as we talk about all the time, that's just what lack of faith looks like. You know, God stepped back with his big fingers crossed, hoping I don't screw it up. Well, that's not Right. It's not it.
Yeah. My husband and I often pray for God to cover over all the places we've screwed up. You know, I mean, there are so many gaps in our parenting, so many gaps in our personalities and our own issues, our own traumas that, we, you know, there's no way our kids, we're going to parent perfect. Right. There's no way we're going to parent our kids perfectly or they're going to turn out perfectly.
Right. Right.
There's no way.
Yeah, I will say that doing this podcast, you know, because we started when my oldest was just about to turn 13.
Right.
And she'll be 16 in a few months.
Can't believe it.
So doing this podcast right as I was walking into parenthood with a teenager has made it so much better and has made it enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because what I was learning through this, I mean, I read the book, but what I was learning through this podcast has made raising teenagers enjoyable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. Cause I actually had already had one graduate. And I had read the book, but podcasting about it is so different. It's really rubber meets the road for me. And so I had done some things to implement that with my son who was out of the house by the time we started podcasting, but it's changed the dynamics in my home. And it is actually a lot more fun to parent this way than it was my old ways of controlling and trying to micromanage things to make them happen.
Well, that's good. Cause you know, I've said it's a little embarrassing, but I don't do as well with little kids. I like, give me an older child and teenager that you can kind of banter back and forth with and whatever. I had more fun, I think, by the time they were 11 or 12 and older. I did. You know, and one other thing that, just to be honest, I think one thing that I worry about is that we may at times not be as encouraging as we could be. Cause you know, we had talked, I told y'all early on, I really want this to be substantive. I really want to deal with the difficulties and the not easy part. And I've had a little bit of an aversion to podcasts that seem real sweet. And you know, it's just my prejudice, just not as substantive. But sometimes I worry that it's always, you know, about the hard stuff and we don't really give enough encouragement that, you know, most parents I see are doing pretty well. You know, it's mm-hmm. not as bad as they worry that it is. And so, yeah, I'm happy to give out some encouragement that, you know, the feedback we get from our listeners, whether it's the, you know, rating on the podcast app or the emails. You know, mm-hmm. these people know what they're doing and they're actually succeeding better than they think usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite is when they will reference an episode and they will ask a question and also answer their own question within the email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like those are my favorite because I
like
want
you already
to
know
back
this.
And be like, yes, you've got it. Like you've got this. You're right on track. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do want to be encouraging here, but also too, like, I want to be wise with your time and the time that we have together. And I want to not beat around the bush and I want to address the hard things and give it to you honestly and straight. And, you know, just so truthfully and with our faith based answers, you know, when it always applies to us, but you know what I mean? Like just so honestly mm-hmm. and not waste your time and be direct so that you can take that, you know, in your 30-minute drive to work and you've listened to our podcast and you can apply it to your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we are for you. Like Dr. Ken said, I mean, this is why we're doing it because we want you to have a great relationship with your teenagers and, you know, grown adult kids.
And these mm-hmm. are involved parents. If you're, you know, if this podcast mm-hmm. is, and I've heard a lot, is on your regular list of what you listen to when you're exercising and driving, then it's one of two things. Either you're a very committed parent or you mm-hmm. really need to find some cooler podcasts the things that are time-wasting junk stuff that I can't help myself. So
the murder series that Dr. Ken
murder series.
To.
Have you ever heard Gastropod? Did I tell you all that?
You were telling me about that last week, but I haven't
it's
had a
about
chance to
food,
listen to it.
The history and science of food. It's fascinating. Mm. That's a cool one. Mm. Turn this off right now and go get on Gastropod.
That's exactly right. Well, and I think most of the time these parents are seeking out help, either when they're in your office or when they're listening to our podcast. They know that maybe 90% is going right, but there's that 10% that they're confused on or concerned about with their kid or not sure how to handle. So I know that a lot of these parents are coming for those answers, and they like to get it in short, sweet packages, like we try to deliver on specific topics. So I think the format is helpful.
Congratulations to 100 episodes.
Yeah, you guys have done great.
So great. We are so appreciative that you guys tune in every week and send your emails and send us messages. We love hearing from you guys, and it's encouraging to know that the work we're doing here, the ministry work we're doing here, is reaching you guys and it's impacting you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Absolutely. The most rewarding part of this podcast is hearing from people that this is changing their family. I mean, it literally has brought me to tears over and over reading reviews or reading emails and things like that, that just have been so touching and said, this, you know, this has meant a lot to my family. And it just makes us realize that God had purpose in all of it. Even back the very beginning, when Dr. Ken got the idea that maybe this book needed to be kind of fleshed out in a podcast, that God had a divine plan for it and he's working in people's lives through it. It's awesome. It's good to be a part of something that you feel such purpose in. I'm so grateful, Dr. Ken and Ashley, that I've had a chance to do 100 episodes with you guys. This has been a very fun adventure and nothing I would have ever planned or expected for my life. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for joining us today. Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss an episode. Also, leave us a review. This is how other listeners find our podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Feeding the Mouth.
We appreciate you and would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, thoughts, or ideas about what we've discussed today, please email us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.